I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and I said earlier it was beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and nowhere does it ever look more like Christmas than McCaddenville.
That's right. So many times people may wonder how a small Gaston County town turns into Christmastown, USA. And if you go anywhere on the internet, on the World Wide Web, you will find out Christmastown, USA is McCaddenville, North Carolina. And we're going to find out from Mr. Dick Roberts of McCaddenville how it came about, how McCaddenville became Christmastown, USA. Dick Roberts, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors here on WBT.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well this way. You got Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here, and let me go ahead. That was Bing Crosby bringing us back a white Christmas. It could be called a light Christmas, light as in lit up, because if you go down 85 and past McCaddenville, you're going to see some lights. How did this all start in McCaddenville, North Carolina?
Well, it goes back to 1954. There was four of us standing in front of the old supply room, and the topic came up, what could we do to make McCaddenville a little more festive for Christmas? And one guy said, well, they've discarded some old rods from the mills, that perhaps they'll let us use a few of them, and we can spell Merry Christmas and maybe put it up on the hill over above where the fire department is. And so another one spoke up and said, yeah, we make some stars and put up on the mill tower. So that was the first two items. And those were built after hours in the shop. Some of us got in there and cut and bent rods and spelled it and put it on the hill and put white lights on it. You could see it at a great distance, and also on the mill tower. And we decorated one tree in front of the main office. And after Christmas, when we were taking the lights down, Mr. Farr spoke to us about the possibility of decorating some more trees up Main Street the following year. And the next year, 55, we decorated seven trees. And he liked that real well. And he said, boys, I'll pay for all you put up. Well, that began an explosion. And the men's club got involved in 56, and they continued to help decorate and expand it until 1959, and it got to be more than just those few men could handle on a short time limit. So it was organized, and a gentleman by the name of Wayne Teague took charge in 59 and had a crew of men he would get out of the mill after hours, and they would do the lighting. And he continued to handle that crew until 1997 when he retired. And then a guy that worked with him, Tim Gibson, took over in 97. And Tim still handles the lighting each year now. He's still the man.
He hadn't shaken out of that job yet. He's still got that job. Dick Roberts is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. And Mr. Roberts, you mentioned Mr. Farr. Tell us about McCaddenville and the relationship with Farr Yarns and just as far as the municipality goes.
Well, see, Mr. Farr, you basically said that he owned McCaddenville, the housing and everything in McCaddenville at the time, and he owned the mills, and so he was very instrumental in it, and the Farr Yarns sponsored the lights, and they have sponsored them ever since. They continue to sponsor it solely. And Miss Farr insisted that we use green, white, and red lights, the true Christmas colors. And we did, and that continues today. And Mr. Farr always said that this is strictly family entertainment. There'll be no commercialism, no selling handouts or nothing of that nature. It'll strictly be for family entertainment. So that continues to today. And it's it's just family entertainment. It's free, and for all that will come through and view it. So that's how he viewed the lights. And he and Miss Farr were very proud of the lights in the town of McAdmel. He worked very hard on many other things to make McAdmel an outstanding community.
Now, the people who live there currently also participate, right?
Yes, sir. About 4 years after we started the lights, the families got involved and started decorating their porches and homes, and that continues today. And the new participants, new residents over on the other side of the town, they have followed suit, and they do a lot of decorating. It's beautiful. And so that's what sets McAdmel apart from anything else. I mean, it's, you go over to the Speedway, they've got a beautiful display of lights, and you go other places. But the thing that makes McAdmel a Christmas card setting is the fact that the homes and the trees together makes that beautiful Christmas card setting. Now, and that's what sets us apart.
Now, most people view this by just driving through the town. How many visitors do we get in a Christmas season?
In excess of 800,000.
Wow. How do the people that live there deal with that traffic?
They love it.
Very patiently, don't they?
Very patiently and very lovingly. And too, the people coming through to view the lights are very courteous. If somebody needs to get out of a driveway, they stop and let them out. And a very cooperative group that comes through to view the lights.
It is indeed.
The best way to see the lights is to come and park somewhere downtown and walk.
Hey.
Through the town. It's not that big, and you can walk through it, and that is the best way to really see the lights.
Well, and the town has a nice texture to it. It's got, what's the lake there in the center town there, the body of water?
Yeah, that's the lake that in downtown McAdmel, with trees surrounding the lake and a water fountain. That's more or less the centerpiece of the whole lighting ceremony.
Well, and you've got some hills and some valleys, and you can walk around and really enjoy a quaint southern town in Christmastown, USA, McAdenville, North Carolina. As many towns across the South, textile towns and others, farm towns, fight for identity, especially in the shadow of Charlotte and the big metropolis to the east of you. McAdenville celebrates what it has become, and you were there, Dick Roberts, in 1954. Can you believe it? It was 64 years ago, and now you've got 5K races, you've got parades, and in fact, is something coming up this weekend in McAdenville?
Friday night, they'll have the Yule Log, and that was started back in 1950 when Mr. and Ms. Farr brought the tradition back from England, and that will continue this Friday night in Legacy Park in downtown McAdmel.
Well, help us out. What is that? I mean, a lot of people don't know that tradition.
Well, it's a tradition that was started in England years and years ago, and it's believed they have the Yule Log ceremony where they light the fire and burn the Yule Log. And it's believed to be that the Yule Log brings good luck to the and prosperity to the people and to the community for the coming year. And that's the theme behind the Yule Log. They have a gathering in front of the mill office, and they have a Yule Log and the children with a band and Santa Claus and all of that. Has a parade up Main Street and drags the log up to the park, and then it's placed in the fireplace, and then there's a ceremony of lighting the fire, and then there's singing of carols, and the schools participate, the churches participate, and having choirs and singing, and free hot chocolate and popcorn, and it's just a very festive occasion.
Well, no Grinches allowed in McAdenville, North Carolina. You can go to the web to check it out. Dick Roberts was there in 1954 with a few lights and Merry Christmas. And now, 64 years later, everybody knows McAdenville as Christmastown, USA. Dick Roberts, thanks for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
You're more than welcome, and if you have an opportunity, come and see our lights. They're beautiful.
We're going to come check it out. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee, the Outdoor Guys on WBT.